And delighted to see him joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Well, Patsy, first of all, we're going to start off with what has been a fantastic year for Brendan Boyce. He retained his national 30k walk yesterday, in Dublin. And also there was other good news for another Finn Valley man, Breen O'Donnell. He had a personal best as well, 2 hours and 50 for Breen. But what a year it's been for Brendan Boyce.
Absolutely, and always good to finish strongly. And yesterday, he really only raced over the last 10K, so I wouldn't take too much notice at the time, but he's pretty pleased with his performance. Conditions were good, and he retained his title, and that's all he really needed to do. I mean, he's at the heavy training. He's in base training at the minute, and, you know, he's just, you know, on a plan towards Tokyo, and that's the way it's going to be in the next 8-9 months. And positive performance yesterday, absolutely retaining the national title. And as you say, Breen O'Donnell, he's had a good season as well at Masters Athletics, particularly. You know, he's been winning, he's been getting European medals and stuff, and he'll be very, very pleased. The Clahan Ely man will be very, very pleased with that. So well done to him. And he had a PB yesterday, a national Masters record. So yesterday was good for both of them, and that's that box ticked as the 2019 closes down, and they'll have to begin it all over again in 2020.
Nikita Burke as well, Patsy. She's running for Ulster today in the UK, and a 10K event, it has to be said as well. So some news coming through about Nikita also.
Yes, today in the 10K in Telford, a very, 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 very strong quality field in that particular event over there, and she PB'd. She's run 34.08 for 10K. She finished ninth woman, so she'll be pretty happy on the Ulster team, and she was the lead Ulster. There was an Ulster team there, women's team there, and indeed men's team, but she was the lead Ulster runner on this occasion. Ninth place finish for the school teacher from Letterkenny, from the Letterkenny Integrated School, and from Letterkenny Athletic Club, of course, and finishing ninth, 34.08, a PB performance to finish the year for her. So well done her.
And as well today, a very busy day in the Europeans as well, European cross country, that is, in Portugal. A number of Northwest runners have been representing Ireland, and suppose some good news already, Patsy.
Well, I mean, just not so much already. It's all done and dusted. It's all over, and it's been the best European Championships pretty much ever, really, for Ireland. It's 2015 since Ireland medalled at these championships, and with a future, looking to the future, the fact that the European Cross Country Championships this particular time of the year next year are being hosted in Dublin, it is going to be interesting to see what way and what approach and what standing will Ireland have. But it's been an absolutely outstanding day. 4 medals, in fact, and it started off early in the day with a young refugee boy who has just come into Ireland in recent times. In the junior men's race, he finished 3rd, and he's an interesting story because he got as far as Cali, as we see it in the news, and he stayed there for a year or two, and he just lay around the refugee camp there. He got himself eventually to Dublin, and he got himself into an athletics environment, and he's from Eritrea, as they say, in East Africa, and today he was the lead Irish runner, finishing individually 3rd, getting himself a European Championship medal, now an Irish citizen. So that was a lovely story, a story we'll probably hear a lot more about, because there's so much talk right now about refugees. So this is such a positive story, and great stuff from him. Yes, the senior women finished 2nd, led by Fionnuala McCormick. Britain won the team event, but Ireland were 2nd. That's an absolutely brilliant performance from them. Fionnuala McCormick, a champion on previous occasions as Fionnuala Britain, as she was then. She finished 4th, fought for 3rd, didn't happen for her. She finished 4th. She was backed up by Ava Richardson, who's a student at a scholarship in the States, and Kieran McGean, and they were all in the top 20. So the 41 points, Ireland 2nd in the senior women, and Portugal 3rd. So that's good. That was a good result. But earlier in the day, from a local point of view, 2 girls from Gartine, were on the Irish 123 team that finished 2nd. One of them, the Rushing, and Ailish Flanagan, and they've been doing particularly well. They run for Adams State University in the States, and they were originally, of course, from Omagh Athletic Club from Gartine, and they have been doing really, really well in NCAA athletics. And today, Ireland finishing second in the Under-23 Championship. And big, big performance from them. And very interesting, the three scoring Irish girls are all students at Adams State University. And, you know, what does that say? You know, I've been saying this for a long, long time. You know, the American option is a really, really positive option if your athlete can handle it. And obviously there's three Irish girls getting medals at European at the same university in the States, so very positive story there. What else happened today? Well, obviously fourth team for the junior men beat Count back there, but that other girl, Cotter, in the under 23 women's race, she finished third individual to lead that team. So that was so very, very positive. But you couldn't leave these championships without talking about Sarah Kelly from Buncrana, from Inishowen Athletic Club. She was on the junior under 20 team today. And you know, Sarah Kelly, a Buncrana girl, she's a student in Dublin, but you know, she's been under the radar to a great extent in the last couple of years. Came out of Juvenile Athletics, out of Inishowen Athletic Club, and today, although the junior women's Irish team did poorly, you know, the point is she gained invaluable experience and she scored on the team, which was really, really, really important for her. So that's a big, 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 big result for Buncrana. And on a weekend as well, when another athlete with very strong Buncrana connections, John Joe Doherty, who runs for Finn Valley Athletic Club, he was competing in Liverpool in the Liverpool and District Cross Country League, and he was just beaten by 4 seconds into silver medal position there. So at Beacon Park yesterday. So good news story for the Buncrana athletic scene there. And that's pretty much it, and we can look forward right now in European context and the Irish context to 2020 and Ireland hosting those European Cross Country Championships, and you'll hear a lot more about that in the years to come. But a big, big, big run for Irish teams, Irish individuals in those European Cross Country Championships today, and that individual performance, personal best performance for Nita Akita Burke in that 10K, and of course Brenton Boyce as we approach 2020, winning that, retaining that title in Dublin yesterday. So a busy weekend, a good weekend, and a positive weekend for Donegal Athletics.
Yeah, it definitely has been, and from an Irish point of view as well, Patsy, it's nice to say it's one of the best performances in the European cross country. Just looking forward to next weekend, Patsy. I suppose a number of races coming up that our listeners probably need to know about.
Yes, well, next weekend kind of completes the cross-country aspect of 2019. It's the Uneven Age Nationals and the National Novice Cross-Country Championships. I think Donegal interest in that because there will be Donegal clubs in that. Milford have athletes in it. Finn Valley, of course, have athletes in it. That's the novice I'm talking about. And indeed, all of the clubs in Donegal will have an interest in the underage section. So that'll be interesting. It's in Dunboyne next Sunday, 11:30 start, and we'll look forward to that. And we're approaching Christmas right now, and you know, there are a number of races here and there, but the biggest one tends to be the Stephen's Day 5K at Finn Valley, which is the oldest race on the calendar in terms of road races in Donegal. It's going now nearly 50 years on Stephen's Day. So, you know, basically what I'm saying is really about all those events over Christmas that are local, you know, just send to families, to people, just to get out and about, get out in the fresh air and just enjoy the festive season as a family and taking part in some positive activity.